Romanticism in France. In the decades following the French Revolution and Napoleon's final defeat at Waterloo in 1815, a new movement called Romanticism began to flourish in France. If you read about Romanticism in general, you will find that it was a pan-European movement that had its roots in England in the mid-18th century. Initially associated with literature and music, it was in part a response to the rationality of the Enlightenment and the transformation of everyday life brought about by the Industrial Revolution. Like most forms of romantic art, 19th century French Romanticism defies easy definitions. Artists explored diverse subjects and worked in varied styles, so there is no single form of French Romanticism. Intimacy, spirituality, color, yearning for the infinite. Even when Charles Baudelaire wrote about French Romanticism in the middle of the 19th century, he found it difficult to concretely define. Writing in his Salon of 1846, he affirmed that Romanticism lies neither in the subjects that an artist chooses, nor in his exact copying of truth, but in the way he feels. Romanticism and modern art are one and the same thing. In other words, intimacy, spirituality, color, yearning for the infinite, expressed by all the means the arts possess. In 1810, Germaine de Staël introduced the new romantic movement to France when she published her book Germany. Her book explored the concept that while Italian art might draw its roots from the rational, orderly, classical, ancient Greek and Roman heritage of the Mediterranean, the northern European countries were quite different. She held that her native culture of Germany, and perhaps France, was not classical but Gothic, and therefore privileged emotion, spirituality, and naturalness over classical reason. Another French writer, Stendhal, also known as Henri Bayle, had a different take on Romanticism. Like Baudelaire later in the century, Stendhal equated Romanticism with modernity. In 1817, he published his History of Painting in Italy and called for a modern art that would reflect the turbulent passions of the new century. The book influenced many younger artists in France and was so well known that the conservative critic Étienne Jean Delacluze mockingly called it the Koran of the so-called Romantic artists. The first marker of a French Romantic painting may be the fracture, meaning the way the paint is handled or laid onto the canvas. Viewed as a means of making the presence of the artist's thoughts and emotions apparent, French Romantic paintings are often characterized by loose-flowing brushstrokes, brilliant colors in a manner that is often equated with the painterly style of the Baroque artist Rubens. In sculpture, artists often used exaggerated, almost operatic poses and groupings that implied great emotion. This approach to art, interpreted as a direct expression of the artist's persona or genius, reflected the French Romantic emphasis on unregulated passions. The artists employed a widely varied group of subjects, including the natural world, the irrational realm of instinct and emotion, and the exotic world of the Orient, and contemporary politics. The theme of man and nature found its way into Romantic art across Europe. While often interpreted as a political painting, Theodore Géricault's remarkable Raft of the Medusa of 1819 confronts its viewers with a scene of struggle against the sea. In the ultimate shipwreck scene, the veneer of civilization is stripped away as victims fight to survive in the open ocean. Some artists, including Géricault and Delacroix, depict nature directly in their images of animals. For example, the Animalier, animal sculptor, Antoine-Louis Barré, brought the tension and drama of nature red in tooth and claw to the exhibition floor in his sculpture The Lion and Serpent of 1835. Another interest of Romantic artists and writers in parts of Europe was the concept that people, like animals, were not solely rational beings but were governed by instinct and emotion. Géricault explored the condition of those with mental illness in his carefully observed portraits of the insane, such as Portrait of a Woman Suffering from Obsessive Envy, The Hyena, in 1822. On other occasions, artists would employ literature that explored extreme emotions and violence as the basis for their paintings, as Delacroix did with The Death of Sardanapalus from 1827 to 28. Eugène Delacroix, who once wrote in his diary, "I dislike reasonable painting," took up the Romantic English poet Lord Byron's play Sardanapalus as the basis for his epic work The Death of Sardanapalus, depicting an Assyrian ruler presiding over the murder of his concubines and destruction of his palace. Delacroix's swirling composition reflected the Romantic artist's fascination with the quote-unquote Orient, meaning North Africa and the Near East, a very exotic foreign Islamic world ruled by untamed desires. Curiously, Delacroix preferred to be called a classicist and rejected the title of Romantic artist. Whatever he thought of being called a Romantic artist, Delacroix brought his intense fervor to political subjects as well. Responding to the overthrow of the Bourbon rulers of 1830, Delacroix produced Liberty Leading the People. Brilliant colors and deep shadow punctuate the canvas as the powerful allegorical figure of liberty surges forward over the hopeful and despairing figures at the barricade. Today, French Romanticism remains difficult to define because it is so diverse. Baudelaire's comments from the Salon of 1846 may still apply. Quote, "Romanticism lies neither in the subject that an artist chooses, nor in his exact copying of the truth, but in the way he feels." End quote. While French Romanticism can be difficult to limit to a specific aesthetic or ideal, it can be hard to define clearly, there are some things that Romantic artists and Romantic pieces across Europe shared. The approach tended to value the feelings of faith, emotion, spirituality, individuality, and the natural, and it tended to de-emphasize or outright devalue intellect, reason, conformity, and cultural constraints. Romanticism came late to France because of the upheaval of the Revolution, so its expression doesn't follow closely on the aesthetic or ideological rules that other countries explored. In later chapters, a more clear picture will emerge regarding the ideas and approaches that Romanticism valued, but the foundation can be described in the list above.